let's continue over here with the laws of prayer. And as I explained yesterday, when we talk about it here in the Shulchan Aruch prayer, it's referring to the Amida. Amida is the main prayer. And we learned yesterday that the timing of the prayers, the morning prayer right now we're discussing, the timing of the morning prayer begins, it corresponds to the time of the Korban, of the offering that they brought. So it begins with dawn, Alois HaShachar, which is starts 4 milim, the walk of 4 milim before Netzachama, and it goes up till a third of the day. So which means you take the day, you split it into three parts, up to a third you can daven. But he said that as long as it's before midnight, before midday, as long as it's before midday, you can still daven. You can still pray. You can do the Amida before midday. But you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of davening in time. But you fulfilled the mitzvah of davening. You know, you prayed, but you didn't pray in time. To pray on time, it has to be done before a third of the day. But you could pray up to midday. Now, he says here now in subsection 2, in chapter 89, subsection 2. He says like this, "Vafilu lechatchila yochel lispalul shachris ad chatzos." Even to begin with, one is permitted to daven up till midday. So, which means, im avar v'lo hispalul koydim lechein. If he transgressed and he didn't daven prior to that. So, let's say you were lazying around in the morning, and you didn't do the amida before a third of the day. So, as long as it's before midday, even if it was your own fault, you know, you weren't busy with something that you had to do, but it was something that you just intentionally, you know, you just were lazy or whatever, you are allowed to daven up till midday. No, afilu avar b'mezid shein tashlumim b'mincha yesh lo tashlumim ad chatzos. So even though, if you intentionally miss a prayer, you can't make it up, the morning prayer, you can't make it up in Mincha, but you could make it up till midday, which basically means a person who was against his will, couldn't pray in the morning, as we'll learn later on, should, when he does the afternoon prayer, do two amidas, one for Mincha, and one to make up for the Shachris. But that's only if it was against, it was an oinus, it was something, a mishap, it was something, a accident that was out of your control that you missed it. But if you deliberately missed davening the morning, that's too bad. So even though if you deliberately missed the morning davening, you cannot make up by doing two times for Mincha, but if you deliberately missed davening before the third of the day, you can still make it up and daven before Chatzos. That's okay. Before midday, you can go ahead and daven.
Do you do the Mincha Amida twice?
No, but you can't do it. When?
It
says,
you're making it up. Do you do the Mincha Amida? Or?
Yeah, you do. It's the same Amida, basically, but you do the same. Sometimes you'll get an issue when there is a different Amida when you're making up. You're always making up at the next prayer. So a lot of times by Ma'ariv, the prayer changed, like you add Zialaviyava. We'll discuss that, the particulars of this halacha later on. But nevertheless, basically what he's saying over here, Kivon Shelo Yigia Adayin Zman Tfila Acheres. Since there is not yet come the time for another davening, which means up till midday, you can only daven Shachris. You can't daven Mincha before midday. So since it's still the time of Shachris, so if you miss davening in time, you can daven up till midday. That's the time that you can daven.
Does that go by sunlight?
By the sunlight. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really go by 12 o'clock. It'll go now, like here, it's about 12:45 because it's daylight savings time still. So you really have to go. It goes by the real time.
So it's really early. Okay. The sun goes down like 3:30.
Yeah.
4 o'clock. So midday is
11 o'clock, maybe.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Technically, it would be from day to day, because the times change every day.
That's why there's all those times on that chart, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's every day, right?
Yeah. Avol achar chatzos miyad, but as soon as the midday, immediately after midday, kivon sheigia kvar zman tefilas hamincha, since it's already arrived the time of the afternoon prayer of mincha, aval pi shein yochoy lihispalel mincha ad achar chatzi shachar chatzos, even though he's not able to do mincha until after a half an hour after midday. Technically, one is permitted to daven after chatzos, immediately mincha, after midday. But we don't. We wait a half an hour. So, practically speaking, the person cannot really start davening mincha. But still, once midday hits, it's considered already the time for mincha. Because the reason why you can't daven mincha yet immediately afternoon isn't because it's not the time for mincha, but the reason is mishum zehu, mishum sheroi b'nei odom einem bikin lekaven hashos kol kach, because the majority of people aren't able to exactly tell with the hours. So the reason we don't let you daven immediately by midday is because we're afraid you can't daven mincha. You say maybe it's not really midday, so maybe you're not exact. So we tell you to wait an extra half an hour. Avo be'emes, yeah. Same thing for Shabbos too, yeah, all the time, for everything.
So that means when we do go on to standard time, when we do mincha on Shabbos, you wait a half hour after.
Absolutely. Always. A very good observation. If you see in the calendar, whenever the calendar says when we do mincha right after, like in the Shabbos, like you said, it's always a half an hour after midday.
That chart shows it that way.
That chart shows that day. It also show you when midday is, and it also show you
half an hour
afterwards, and it will tell you when you can start davening. And that's why sometimes we do have a little bit of an issue over there that we have to wait a little bit. But most of the time already, it's early, because especially for us in the Boston area, over here the sun is about 20 minutes earlier than it is in New York. Like in New York, I'm not sure exactly, that goes by the, in New York, you were talking about to me the other day, they determined, really, you know, each midday would be a different, every spot from here going to New York, to Connecticut, Rhode Island, Connecticut, we did it last year, it would be a different time, would be. So we can't have a different time. So I guess they decided New York is more accurate. I'm not sure if that's the main point, but New York is more accurately. So in other words, when over there it's 12 o'clock in the standard time, over there it's actually 12 o'clock. But by us, when it's 12 o'clock, it's already 20 minutes after midday. If you noticed, when we do like Tehillim by nighttime, we wait till 12:45 for Slichas, for example, wait 12:45, and the reason is because you want to start it after midnight. But by us, it's 15 minutes to 12 to 1 is already, even in day, even when it's daylight savings time, it's already after midnight. But in New York, for example, over there they have to wait till actually 12 o'clock because their midnight is actually, I mean, till 1 o'clock if it's daylight savings, then they're to 1 o'clock. So therefore, but as far as mincha goes, we can't daven mincha as soon as a half day. We have to wait another half an hour. But still, that is the time of mincha. What were we going to say?
I was going to ask a question. So, when you calculate midday, is it the average between sunrise and sunset in your location?
The midday is called when the sun is above your head.
Right.
When it's right above your head, that's midday. And that's the middle point between dawn and when the stars comes out. That's the exact middle point. And the sun, that's called the middle of the day. So what I'm suggesting over here, the middle of the day is going to be like 20. It also varies by the time of the year a little bit. But over here, the middle of the day is going to be like 20 of the 12, let's say, when we change the time back to standard time. It's going to be 22:12 is going to be exactly the middle of the day. So you can start davening mincha at 10 after 12. But at the same time, in New York, the sun is going to be at 12 o'clock over their head, and they can't start davening mincha until 12:30.
And in Florida, it's an hour.
And there's an hour.
There's an hour more daylight in Florida in the winter than it is in Boston.
So whatever, however it works out.
Do you know that?
All right. Says, so the reason why we add a half an hour is because the majority of people are not so accurately with the time, so we wanted you to wait, give you an extra half an hour. But the real time begins after midday. So therefore, for our purposes, if you didn't daven shacharis and it came midnight, it came midday, no longer can you daven shacharis because there is really, it's mincha time already, even though people practically don't daven them, but realistically it is the mincha time. The fikach ein loy tashlumim oid letfil shachar. So you cannot make up morning prayer. So if you came to midday, you cannot daven shacharis anymore. You're done. You can't daven shacharis. Now, unless you made a mistake or it was a mishap, something happened that you could not do the shacharit, so then what do you do then? You don't continue davening after chatzos. So what do we do then? So he says like this, even if you made a mistake, or even if it was a mishap, you cannot make up, you can only do two minchas. You can't just daven shacharis after. What does it mean when we say two minchas? It means you'll daven one, at the time you're davening mincha, you're going to do two amidas. One for mincha and one for shacharis. Kolomer, what happens? Shemitchila yispalel mincha. First you daven mincha. Let's talk about if there was a mistake, if by accident you didn't do the morning prayers. So how do we do then? So first you daven mincha, shu chayvas shah, which is the obligation of the time that you have to daven now mincha, and v'oz, at that time kivun shu osuk b'tefillah, since he is occupied in davening already, chayzuru mashli mashetov b'tefillah yisov. So then you can go back and complete that which you made a mistake in your davenings. Later on in chapter 108, and then you can make up the davening of the shacharis as a follow-up to the mincha prayer. That is, if it was a mistake or it was against a mishap. If you intentionally, then you can't make it up. You're done. That's it. Yeah. And therefore, yeah.
What about putting on tefillah?
I was going to address that in one second.
Okay.
It doesn't say here, but I was going to address that.
Lefikoch tzarich
lahamtin chatzisho achar chatzos. That's why you have to wait a half an hour after chatzos if you miss the davening. Lispala mincha tefchilo, first daven mincha. We're talking about if you're a mistake or an accident. And then you have to go and daven the shacharis prayer. So first you do for mincha, and then shacharis. But if you switched it around, let's say you did, the first thing you did was mincha, shacharis, and then you do mincha, that's no good. You have to first daven the mincha. Once you're doing mincha, you can already make up the shacharis over there before. This is all, as you say, this is all about prayer over here. We're not talking about tefillin. Tefillin, we learned it in one of the Rebbe's letters too. We learned it in tefillin, one can put on the entire day, up till sunset. So if you didn't put on tefillin, you should put on. Tefillin is the daytime, it has no restrictions. This is talking about specifically about the Amida, the prayer of the Amida, when it could be said. It has to be said before midday. Best before a third of the day. But minimally, at least before half of the day, yes?
Two questions. So, other than saying the when you put on the tefillin, is there anything else you need to do when you have the tefillin on, or is it
just
you put it on for a moment and then you take it off?
The only thing, other thing, you say the Shema Yisrael. If you can't do the whole, at least do the first section of it.
Okay.
If you can't do the first section, at least do the first verse, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu.
But isn't there, as a subset of the whole timing thing, aren't you supposed to say the Shema earlier than midday? Is that how that
works? Is correct. So you have three, we're talking about three things. You're talking about the Shema, reading the Shema. You're talking about doing the davening, the Amida. and you're talking about putting on tefillin. These are three separate mitzvahs, three separate things. Now, when you talk about Shema, you're right. One, the best thing is when you're doing the Shema, you can do up to a quarter of the day. That's only 3 hours, earlier than the time of the davening, we learned before. The Shema can only be done up to 3 hours of the day, which is a quarter of the day, up to one quarter of the day. Davening you have up to one third of the day, but over there you only have one quarter of the day. When you do the Shema at the right time, it's best to do it with the tefillin on. That's why we have the tefillin to do the Shema. But the reverse is also true. If you're only putting on tefillin, you missed the Shema, or you did the Shema, whatever, or you missed the Amida, you didn't do, but whatever, you still have a mitzvah to put on the tefillin. Also, you have to keep in mind that the tefillin and the Shema are both biblical commandments. The Torah requires us to read the Shema, and the Torah requires us to put on the tefillin. Prayer is from the rabbinic origin, but doesn't mean that it's any less important. It only means in the scale of if you didn't do or you couldn't do something, you have to realize that there is a even a greater burden on a person to do the biblical, to do the Torah commands, which is putting on the tefillin. Now the tefillin, one has all day to put on the tefillin. Now, the reality is, sometimes you walk into a shul and you'll see people davening after midday. And they shouldn't be doing that, but they do that. Especially in the yeshiva, sometimes you have students doing that. And they have various different explanation how come they do that, but that's another time where they do that. But technically, this is the times that one must daven. One must try to daven before, according to halacha, before a third of the day, and minimally, even if he couldn't do that, before midday. After midday, he says, don't daven. Wait a half an hour. If it's a mishap, a mistake, wait a half an hour, and then daven mincha, and after mincha, you'll daven shachris as a follow-up to that. You don't have to take off your tefillin. You can have your tefillin, you can have your talus, there's no problem with that.
But you don't do all the shachris, just to be immediate.
Okay, that's a very true point as well. There are other, as we learned earlier, we learned some of it earlier, and we're going to learn some of it later on. The order we do it is also very important. That's instituted by the rabbis. So we have to do the whole order of prayer. First we do what we call the Psukei de Zimra, the verses of song. Then we do Shema and its blessings. And then after Shema and the blessing, we have to do the Amida. That would be the right way to do it. But if you didn't do it the right way because you're late and you didn't daven, there is still an obligation just to do the Amida itself. So let's say you can't do all the davening, everything else you didn't. They are not hinged one on another. You should technically just do the Amida by itself, even if you did not do all the rest of the davening. What happens? People are just training themselves to daven, and they can't daven. They should select a few portions that the most important parts of davening. What would be the most important part to daven? If you can only do a small piece of it, do the Shema Yisrael and do the Amida. That's the minimum. And even though you can't say you're not going to be Semech Gula Litfila, you're not going to be doing the Pesukah de Zimra, okay, then as you learn, as you can do better, you'll do better. I mean, but I'm saying there is a minimal requirement. And of course, putting out the tefillin, that's also a biblical command. Independent if you said anything or not. If you just put on your tefillin, you said the bracha like you asked, you still did the mitzvah of tefillin. You better is to say at least a verse. But if you can't say a verse or you can't say anything, just make the bracha and put on the tefillin. If you can't even say the bracha, just put on the tefillin without a bracha. Because the putting on of the tefillin is the mitzvah. Everything else is additions, which are important, but when you can't, at least you do the minimum. Let's just do one more halacha over here. This is subsection 3, Gimel. Kivon shehigia zaman tefillah, from the time that you arrive, the time of davening, which is what? Dawn. Mishallah amud ha-shachar. Mishallah amud ha-shachar. From when the amud ha-shachar went up. So then, Asul la'adam la'agdim le'pesach avere liten le'sholem. It is prohibited for a person to go quickly to the door of his friend to greet him, to say hello to him. The minute the time for prayer, you must communicate with God first before you communicate to any people. You cannot go and say hello to your friend since the time of davening has arrived. First, you must take care of your obligation with God. That's your first obligation. So don't go and socialize and go to somebody's home and say hello to them before you have prayed. V'remez l'davar, there is a hint in the verse for this matter. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is a verse in Isaiah 2, verse 22. It says, Chidlu lachem min ha'odom, the verse says, stay away from the man who has a spirit in his nostril, a soul in his nostrils. Because what a value is he? Stay away from him. What does it mean to say Kalaimar? What is he trying to say here, the verse? That's quoting the verse. What is the verse trying to say to us? Why are you considering him? Why did you make him important? Why are you making this person counting him? That you have proceeded to honor him before you honored me, God is saying. You went to the person and you're greeting him, you're honoring him before you're honoring Hashem. So, what is the main honor? How do we honor Hashem? What is the main service of Hashem? That is the prayer of the 18 blessings. That's considered to be the honor of Hashem. So before you honor Hashem, don't go and honor anybody else. And therefore, even a person gets up early and he says all the morning blessings. He says the Birchas HaShachar. And he's also already said some songs and some praises to Hashem, which is like in the morning prayer, you know, you've done something. And even if you've already accepted the yoke of the heaven by reading the Shema in its proper time, you read the Shema, koidem hatfila, before the davening, still, asur lahashkim lepesach avere litin leisholem, it is prohibited to go earlier than davening to the entrance of your friend to greet him, to give him a greetings. Or even to say to him, Tzafre de more tov, good morning, master. He says, you can't say. So, if you're just going to greet him. Here we're not talking about, as we'll see in a minute, when in shul you're going by somebody, you're saying to them good morning. That's not that you are going to his, we're talking about going to somebody's home, giving him the honor, not even giving honor, not even saying shalom, just to say good morning. No, you can't go to the other person, you can't make an extra effort to go to someone to try to give them honor before you've done your obligation, you've given honor to God before you prayed. Even if you did everything else, you did Shema and everything else. But on the other hand, if you had to go to see something going on, you know, the boiler broke downstairs, or you have something to do, so you have to go downstairs to see something. And by the way, so you're passing, you're going by, so passing by his door, so you're telling him good morning. So you're not making a special trip to his house, but you're going for something else. That is mutar, that's permissible. You can go, if it's on your way, and you're stopping by, and then you're just going to knock on his door and say good morning, because you're not making a special trip for that, that would be okay. You can say good morning, but don't say shalom, because shalom, because God's name is shalom, It is not honorable for Hashem to give honor by using his name to a man of flesh and blood before you have given God the honor, you separate honor for Hashem in your service of the prayer. And the same thing would be Asur Likroy Le'abirkov. It is also prohibited for you to kneel on your knees, like to showing a person that you subdue to them. You kneel on your knees. That's even if you don't say shalom, you're not allowed to do that either. Kizehu kovod gadol, because that's considered a great honor to kneel in front of somebody, giving him really honor. Because just like when we pray, we don't actually kneel on our nail, but we bend our knees for that. That's a half a kneeling. So we bend our knees. So this is something we do for Hashem. We kneel for Hashem. But also la'agdim kain lebasar v'dam. That you're not allowed to do for a flesh and blood. So that would be to say shalom. You're not even allowed to. But certainly you're also not allowed to kneel in front of them. I don't know. Sometimes people bow like a way, you know, like hello, a bow. Maybe that's not called kneeling. Kneeling is when you actually bend your knees down, but none of that. But he says like this, this whole issue that we have is to go and greet the person, to go to his home. By the way, yes, not otherwise. If you're not, by the way, you can't go to his home. But who shemashkim lepischer. This is all talking about that you are going to the person's home, to his door. But if you find somebody in the marketplace, or in the Beis HaKnesses, or in the shul, then you're even yochel lichroya loy v'litin l'shalom en adin. So technically, from the law, one is allowed to even kneel and give him shalom. You didn't go to his house, then you could do it. That's would be okay. Avol nogu shaloy litin shalom kedem atfilo. But the custom is still not to give, say shalom, before the davening. Afilu motzi b'shuk, even if you find him in the market, afilu b'loy kriya. V'afilu hurogi litin l'shalom chol yoyim, even if you give him shalom every day, you don't do it. Elo, but what you do is when you meet a person, you don't say to him shalom, but yoyimah, you say tzafra d'morei tov. You say, good morning, Mr. or good morning, sir. Shal yidei shemeshana b'loshin. Because when you change the language, even if it's a person that you always say shalom to, but you say this, you change the language, he will understand you. Also, the sakot dvarim achedim klal atzis bara, that he's not allowed to. The person won't be upset with him because the person will understand that he cannot occupy himself with other matters until he finishes davening. K'moishi yisbayir, as we explained. But yesh oisrim, but there's some that prohibit lichroya birkov to kneel on your knees, afilu motzei b'shuk, afilu nitzina shalom klal, even without greeting him, kneeling is absolutely forbidden in any case. Yesh lochus lidivreim, but we should worry about their words and not do so. Mikol mokayim, yesh lahokel b'zeh, you could be lenient im hitzchul b'kvar levorich birchas hashachar, if you already started the morning blessing. Hoyel v'yisruzel aniskar b'talmud, since it's not a clear prohibition in the Talmud, it's only logical. But if you're going to his door, without giving shalom, even until you daven yudches. So basically, kneeling one shouldn't do at all, even if he met him in the street or something like that. But just to say good morning is not a problem. Actually, one should probably say good morning all the time, because it's just the menschlich thing to do, because if you don't say good morning to somebody, it's like offensive to people not saying them good morning. So that's why when you come into shul, you say good morning, good morning, good morning. But you probably best is not to say shalom aleichem or something like that, which we usually don't give shalom aleichem only to a guest. So what happens if somebody that you didn't see for a long time? Technically, one is permitted to give shalom aleichem. This is, but he says if you found them in the marketplace, what happens in the shul where you are going to daven is a different. Say that you meet a friend that comes to shul. Oh, should you say to him shalom aleichem at that point? So it doesn't seem to outlaw this outright, because. But it looks like probably best would be good morning to give shalom, to give that afterwards. But looking further.